Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and I've got a special guest with me live on the air. Did you see the guy running in Oconomowoc downtown, the roundabout, for 7 hours, around and around and around? His name is Clayton, and he's doing an ultra marathon. So we had a family friend send us this on TikTok, and I'm like, I got to talk to this guy. Clayton, say good morning to everybody.
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh, Clayton.
Good morning, everyone.
Clayton, why did you run for almost 7 hours in a roundabout in Oconomowoc? What the heck were you thinking?
So it was a personal challenge. I actually came upon it around 5 years ago, and I knew I could do it. And so logistically, it made sense right there. Two gas stations. It was perfect.
Well, okay, but didn't your body, like, ache afterwards when you were going? I mean, you switched directions, but doesn't that mess with your body as a runner to keep going around and around in the same circle over and over?
It did mess with me, you know, and I was so stubborn. I didn't want to switch directions, but I did. I had to, you know. It was messing with me, but it's just something you got to, you know, get through it to get to it.
So, by the way, he is on TikTok, and you can follow him because he's going to be doing more of these crazy runs. He's at Clayton, CL8, the number 8N. You are a runner. Did you have to train for something like this? Because you did over 31 miles in a roundabout.
Well, believe it or not, I do something like this every Monday. So
what? This is just a normal Monday for you?
Yeah. I mean, minus the roundabout, it pretty much looks like a normal Monday, yeah.
What goes through your mind to say, this will be a good idea? This is something that'll be fun. And how do people react to you going around and around in a circle?
You know, the more absurd, the better. But I have to say, everybody was super nice. There wasn't one mean person. There wasn't one person yelling rude things to me. I mean, everyone was supportive. They were yelling supportive things. And they saw me multiple times per day, of course. So
that's crazy. And your bio says, absurdist endurance.
That's right.
Far-fetched fitness, the original suffer club. You like to put yourself through this.
Oh, I love it.
What's the recovery for a run like that?
You know, for me, it's about 2 days of just walking. And I mean, I ran this morning before the show, too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I ran in the rain. A little 5K, something like that to get my legs, you know, circulating blood again. But
just no big deal. Just a little 5K. Well, and if you're just joining us here, this is Clayton from Oconomowoc, who went viral on TikTok in Oconomowoc because he ran the entire roundabout for over 7 hours. And how many laps was that, Clayton?
It was 777.5. Each lap was 0.04 miles.
Oh, my gosh. I am just aching hearing about this. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to have more with Clayton coming up because Clayton is going to be doing something like this here in a few days, a few weeks. Is he coming to your town? This has gone viral. It is Clayton, the extreme runner from Oconomowoc, coming up. Talking with the ultra marathon runner from Oconomowoc, Clayton, who just went viral on TikTok because he was running the roundabout That's all he did on Monday. 777.5 laps in almost 7 hours. Ended up being over 31 miles. Clayton, we all think you're nuts, but it's so crazy. We want to be a part of chaos.
Yeah, I hope everyone joins. I mean, that's the goal here.
that is the goal, to get more people out running. And we did tease, though, that you've got another extreme run coming up here. Can you tell us a little bit about it? What's it going to be?
I won't reveal where it's going to be, but it's going to be a sensory deprivation style run.
What does that mean?
And I'll leave it at that. Well, I guess I teased it in my second follow-up TikTok, but it involves a blindfold and earplugs.
Oh my, that sounds like a nightmare for people.
It does.
And you're doing it.
I'm doing it.
Okay, if you want to follow along, Clayton is on TikTok at CL8N, Clayton from Oconomowoc. Okay, Clayton, I want to play a little game with you, though, all right? Because when the family thread was talking about you running, they were kind of poking fun at other people that run and other iconic movie scenes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the game is, who ran farther, Clayton from Oconomowoc or somebody else? So the first question here is, who ran farther? Was it you, Clayton from Oconomowoc, or Rachel and Phoebe running through Central Park on Friends?
I'm going to have to say me.
Yes, Clayton from Oconomowoc. Right. Rachel and Phoebe only ran about a few blocks. Okay, the next one here of who ran farther, Clayton from Oconomowoc or Kevin McAllister's parents in Home Alone running through the airport scene?
If it's Chicago, you can sure cover some distance, but I'm going to say me.
It was you with 31.1 miles. Is that what it was?
That's right, yep.
Okay, now another movie scene here. Who ran farther? Are you guys playing along at home here? Clayton from Oconomowoc or Rocky in Rocky II when he was training?
I'm going to have to say total Rocky in one go, me.
Okay, I'm going to say you're correct in that, but you actually, Clayton from Oconomowoc, ran more than Rocky, because in Rocky II, they said it was approximately 30.61 miles.
Oh, okay.
And you did 31.1. Okay, Clayton from Oconomowoc, the runner who ran the whole roundabout for almost 7 hours on Monday. Who ran faster, you or Forrest Gump?
Ooh, you know, speed's not my forte. I'm going to give it to Forrest.
You're right, because Forrest, if you remember, ran for 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours. All right, last question here on who ran farther. Clayton from Oconomowoc, the roundabout runner who did the ultra marathon on Monday in a roundabout, or Olympian Usain Bolt, who ran farther?
I think it's Usain.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you, because if you think about it, in one session of running, you did 777.5 laps. Usain, the farthest he runs when he's competing is 200 meters.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. In competition, yeah, that's true.
So you can say you beat an Olympian.
Yeah, hey, there we go.
Clayton, thank you for joining me this morning. And again, if you want to follow his running journey of where he's going to be running next, doing all kinds of crazy runs, you're going to see this guy all over the place. You can follow on TikTok at CL8N. Clayton, thank you so much. Now go rest your legs.
Hey, thanks, Elizabeth. It was a blast. Thank you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.